Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. Thank you for listening to the show. March Madness is upon us. What the hell you think we're going to be talking about for the next 3 hours? It is a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker, if you have one, just ask the speaker. What a world we live in. I'm telling you to talk to a machine. Ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio, and boom, the JR Sport Brief Show pops right on up. CBS Sports Radio pops right on up. We talked about a lot in the first hour of the show. Talked about Long Beach State head coach Dan Monson. He's been let go. He's gone. Arizona beat him to the shock of nobody, 85-65. A couple of minutes ago, the Dayton Flyers just beat the Nevada Wolfpack. The final score there, 63-60. The Dayton Flyers, they will now move on to take on Arizona. Earlier on in the day, Coach Tom Izzo does what he does a lot of times. He goes to the tournament, and he wins. Michigan State knocks off Mississippi State 69-51. Throughout the course of the afternoon, the evening, more scores. About 40 minutes ago, Oregon, the Ducks, they beat South Carolina. The Gamecocks, two birds going at it. Oregon wins 87-73. Oregon will now take on Creighton. Creighton advances by knocking off Akron. The final score there, 77-60. Some other final scores throughout the course of the afternoon. Duquesne, a big upset, knocking off BYU, 71-67. This is Duquesne's first appearance in the Final Four, the NCAA tournament, period. It'd be a super miracle if they make it to the Final Four. This is their first appearance in 47 years. Illinois knocks off Morehead State, 85-69. North Carolina, to the shock of no one, North Carolina beats Wagner, 90-62. We have some other games that just tipped off. Texas is taking on Colorado State. Colorado State feeling themselves early, acting like they should be here. just a few minutes. Well, not a few minutes. We've had 7 minutes of action. Colorado State leads Texas 8-4. What an ugly defensive matchup, if you want to call it that. Yeah, anything. 855-212-4CBS. We'll keep you up to date on all of the games and all of the afternoons, all of the night's action as the show rolls on. You want to find me on the internet? If you're not gambling, if you're not checking your bracket, you can do so. I am at JR Sport Brief all over the internet. You know, we told you last hour about Long Beach State head coach Dan Monson. He was fired before the Big West Conference Tournament. His team lost 5 straight regular season games. They get into the tournament of the Big West. They end up winning the tournament. And at this point, you've already told your head coach that he's going to be fired. And Dan Monson, after the game, he just talked about how much he appreciates his players, their support, how they rallied. He says they have nothing to hang their heads about. Listen to head coach of Long Beach State, the former head coach of Long Beach State, Dan Monson, after he was given, unfortunately, the boot.
It was emotional in the locker room, but I made him look me in the eye because there was no heads down, because I can't be more proud. This group needs their heads up high, and I want to thank them for the ride.
Yeah, unfortunate. He's gone. I think you would give him, after 17 years, not just the opportunity to move forward and coach the team, but actually just fire him when a season officially ends. And so Dan Monson, his time is over. And as we continue with the show, there's quite a few things that are over that I must mention and that you'll hear about. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter, his time with the Dodgers is over. We'll talk about that in a second. And then we also heard from Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald told everybody why he decided to end his career. But before we get there, let me remind you about what's going on with Shohei Ohtani. Because the news continues to evolve. The news continues to shake. The news makes no sense. I need details. It appears that the government has already decided to intervene, which is why all of this is public knowledge at this point in time. A matter of fact, let's hit you with a refresher. This is from last night. KTLA breaking the news on Shohei and his interpreter.
Just into the newsroom, the LA Times is reporting that Dodger superstar Shohei Ohtani may have been swindled out of millions by his longtime interpreter. According to the Times, Ipe Mizuhara reportedly placed bets with an Orange County man who is under federal investigation. The Times is saying that possibly millions of dollars had been stolen over the years. Amid the allegations, the Dodgers have fired the interpreter. Ohtani is currently in Seoul, South Korea for the season opening series against the San Diego Padres.
In early this morning, the Dodgers, they lost to the Padres. The Padres smacked them 15-11. It was an ugly start for Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He didn't even get out of one inning. All he pitched was one inning. 4 hits, 5 earned runs, a walk, and 2 strikeouts. Welcome to the major leagues. They are paying this man $325 million basically over the next decade. And this is what they get. And there's a lot of people who are joking that this guy is a bust. Well, I mean, it's one game. Who knows? He may pitch the next 10 games and strike out 15 guys every single game. And so let's see how he adjusts. And if there is no adjustment, he is going to be one of the biggest busts that we have ever seen in Major League Baseball history. And so that was the story yesterday. That's what we shared with you. And then we continued to get news. We got like conflicting reports. You know, this morning, Pete Rose was trending on social media. It's like, why the hell is Pete Rose trending during March Madness? What the hell does he have to do with Shohei Ohtani? There are people going that maybe, just maybe, Shohei Ohtani was involved. How did Shohei Ohtani not notice $4.5 million missing from his account? If Shohei Ohtani was paying off this guy's debt, would that not also be illegal? There's so many questions. The interpreter initially said that Shohei paid off the debt. Shohei's management said that, yeah, Shohei was, you know, helping this guy out. And then he did another interview, and then they said that the guy was stealing from him. And then the interpreter was just like, no, Shohei didn't pay for my debt. Hickey, I feel like since we announced this story yesterday and it continues on, it just becomes weirder and weirder.
And that's part of the reason why I think there's a lot of people saying this sounds fishy. And maybe now, you know, well, not maybe. That's exactly why now there's connections between Shohei and Pete Rose, because, like you said, I mean, the entire story essentially turned or did a 180 in, what, a matter of hours?
Yeah, it was this guy stole from Shohei. See, this is where it gets funny. If Shohei was paying off his debt, why did the money go directly from Shohei Ohtani to the bookmaker? The interpreter initially said that Shohei wanted to pay the illegal bookmaker because he didn't trust his interpreter to not gamble that money away. And so the interpreter says that Shohei paid the debt. And that's in like one interview. And then he did another interview. And now the interpreter is saying that Shohei didn't pay the debt. And then Shohei's people are now saying that Shohei got robbed. And it's just, so what happened? Did the interpreter go into Shohei's account and illegally take the money and forward it? And why, if that was the case, was that not said at the beginning? Why did, I don't know. I'm not the FBI. I wish I was, because I think at that point I'd have a better idea about the story and what the hell is going on. Meanwhile, Shohei Ohtani in this morning's loss, 15-11, the Padres beat the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani went 1-for-5. And if you want to know what Shohei Ohtani said after the game, I can tell you right now. Shohei Ohtani said nothing. After the game, Shohei Ohtani was nowhere to be found. He was not in the locker room. He was gone. Now, during the course of the game and everything that preceded, Hickey, there was, they found one. Not going to be too difficult, right? There was a new interpreter right there. Got this dude in a matter of what? 15, 16 hours?
I was going to say hours. Just like that.
Yeah. Then they didn't just use him for, Shohei Ohtani didn't speak to anybody. They used the new interpreter to basically help out Yamamoto as he was getting his ass whooped. How do you say, are you okay? Why are you getting beat up in Japanese? Do you know? You don't have any clue?
No, but I think ass beating is universal. I don't think you need a translator for that. If you're Dave Roberts going out there to take the ball from him.
So just go out there with your hand out. The come here motion is universal, right? You put your hand out and you motion gimme. Everybody knows that.
Save the translator the steps. Don't worry, I got this one. Yeah, he'll know what I'm saying.
Yeah, give me the ball and keep it moving. Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on Shohei Ohtani. This is going to be, I'm sorry, I don't want to be going too far ahead, because there's so many variations as to how this story can go. This is almost like those children's books. You pick your own adventure. There's so many different ways that things can go. I'll tell you this, though. Major League Baseball does not want this story. This story is bigger than this opening of the season in Seoul, South Korea. They played two games in South Korea. They're coming back to the United States of America. If they're not already on the planes and already getting ready to land, I assume they may be in flight right now. They're going to play some spring training games. And I know in the case of the Dodgers, they open up the regular season on Thursday by hosting the Cards. They get back to action. They get a couple of days off. They get to playing on Sunday. And then they get to a regular season action on Thursday. They open up with everybody else. This Shohei story is bigger than Shohei in South Korea. This Shohei story is bigger than Shohei's new deal, his debut with the Dodgers. This Shohei story is going to overshadow his debut in Los Angeles. Shohei Ohtani's entire reputation is pretty much built on being just almost, I don't want to say angelic. He's like a baseball robot. He's pristine. Shohei Ohtani is just, He's squeaky clean. And I think a part of that is the mystery that surrounds him. I mean, he's like, Hickey, help me out if I'm wrong here. And maybe not so. He's like if Russell Wilson really was Russell Wilson, right?
I mean, that's who Russell Wilson either thinks he is or wants to be.
Yeah, because Shohei doesn't speak and is the mystery. I know he speaks, okay? Hickey, I had a guy on YouTube tell me, I said, hey, Shohei Ohtani doesn't speak English, at least publicly. I had a guy on YouTube go, he does speak English, just not a lot. I'm like, come on, man.
There's always one. Always one.
He's like, he does speak English, just not a lot of words. I'm like, bro, come on. It's like, stop it. Anyway, there's mystery surrounding him. He's squeaky clean. I guess if you went into Shohei Ohtani's house, I would imagine it looks like, I don't know, whatever Steve Jobs' house used to look like, whatever Kanye West's house looked like nothing. Like you got a couch, a bed, like five pairs of clothes that are just, this pair is all white, this set of clothes is all black, another set of all black clothes, here's a turtleneck, some expensive nothing sneakers that I wouldn't be able to identify, and that's it. I bet you Shohei Ohtani doesn't have furniture in his house. The guy has a wife. I bet you he has no furniture. He is pristine. And now he has this mark on him. People are saying Shohei Ohtani used the interpreter to bet. I know the internet is a dangerous place. Trust me, I know. They had a field day with this earlier this morning. People are thinking about the hypotheticals of Shohei Ohtani being involved in a gambling ring and trying to pin down his interpreter to take the fall. Either way, Shohei Ohtani got a little bit of stink on him right now. Whether he likes it or not, the goody two shoes, angelic man from Japan who just plays baseball, well, now he's in America. I guess he's getting his hands dirty, his feet dirty, getting involved in some illegal stuff. Shohei Ohtani involved in an FBI investigation. You can't make this stuff up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Texas, the Longhorns, they're taking Colorado State seriously again, or at least now. They lead them 14-8, about 8 minutes left here in the first. We're awaiting Kentucky, getting ready to probably beat the brakes off of Oakland. That game scheduled to tip off in 5 minutes. Some other games that we have coming this way in about 10 minutes. Gonzaga will take on McNeese. A lot of folks expecting McNeese to knock off the Zags. Iowa State, about 20 minutes from now, they're going to take on South Dakota State. And in 2 hours from now, later on in this show, Tennessee is going to take on St. Peter's. We'll keep you up to date on all of these games as they continue on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. On the other side, we're going to talk about a game that just finished. I told you, Oregon knocking off South Carolina 87-73. We'll also allow you to hear from Aaron Donald about why he decided to retire. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, next round is about to start. You ready?
Yeah, just shopping for a car in Carvana.
For real?
Yeah, Carvana makes it super convenient to shop whenever, wherever.
For real? That's a ton of car options.
Yep, and these are all within my price range.
For really real? You can afford that?
Yeah, with Carvana. And boom, just like that, I'm getting it delivered in a couple days.
For really, really real? You just bought a car.
For real, and you just lost my turn.
Visit Carvana.com to shop for thousands of vehicles under $20,000.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Texas is taking things seriously, I guess, right? A little bit of a slow start. The Longhorns. So many damn scores in my face right now. The Longhorns beating Colorado State 16-11. Colorado State had to get here by advancing through that first four. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. A game that ended about 30 minutes ago. Oregon knocking off South Carolina 87-73. The Oregon Ducks ranked 11th, South Carolina ranked 6th. And this was a hell of a showing, not just by the Ducks. They were led by a former South Carolina Gamecock, Jerome Cousinard. That's his name. Getting his damn name right. Show some respect on his name. Put respect on his name. Jerome Cousinard finished with 40 points. And that's right, I will repeat, this man used to play for South Carolina. You could consider this a revenge game. 40 points. 14 of 22 from the field. 5 of 9 from downtown. He lost his mind. That 40 points is an NCAA tournament record. For the Ducks, it's the most points by a double-digit seeded player in a victory since some guy named Steph Curry did it for Davidson. Jerome Cousinard, after the victory, he spoke to CBS Sports, and he talked about how and why he was able to go out there and drop 40 in a tournament game.
My teammates, man. I wouldn't be here without them guys, man. For the last month, last week, these guys put the ball in my hands to make plays. And I feel like the coach is willing to keep making plays for me, man. I wouldn't be nothing without those guys in our locker room.
Oh, man. You hear the emotion. This is the good part about March Madness. The emotion. And that these are actually memories that are going to be made. You know, for all the business and the transfer and the millions and billions of dollars that get spent and bought and earned and gambled and paid. Like, there's actually people out there playing a game. And these are going to be memories that they remember forever. Cousinard continued on. And he actually, this is even more important. He had his grandma out there. Listen to this from CBS Sports.
Everything, man. This is my grandma's first game here this season. So I knew I had to make a sacrifice for her. Just one day, that's all I dreamed of, for her to come to one of my games, and man, she was able to come tonight.
Oh, that's cool, man. Hickey, there's nothing better than, I guess, whooping ass in front of your grandma, right?
Imagine being grandma, not going to a game this season, the first one you go to, your grandson drops 40. Little guilt for not going earlier?
Everybody. Well, it's grandma. Maybe we don't know guilt. Grandma, you think grandmas feel guilty?
I mean, she clearly, her presence brings the best out of her grandson, so.
Well, maybe grandma can't travel. It's a grandma. Come on.
I hope she's, listen, I hope she's there Saturday. That's all I got to say. Get a hotel stay, push the flight back, whatever you got to do. Make sure you are there Saturday.
Yeah, grandma has to show up. You know what's disappointing? That we don't have Sister Jean. Sucks. How old is it? Wait, Sister Jean is still here with us, right?
She is. Yes. Yes, she is.
Okay. Sister Jean is, let's, 103, 104?
Something like that. She is living a good life.
Oh, my God. Whoa. Sister Jean is 104 years old.
Crazy.
She turned 104 in August. Wow. What do you do when you're 104 years old? Anybody know?
Watch basketball, I guess, right?
Oh, my God. The Chicago Sun-Times did an interview with her around her birthday. They asked Sister Jean about AI, the migrant crisis, basketball. This is, oh, come on. This is a terrible headline. I'm not trying to, Hickey's laughing.
Why are they asking her about those topics?
Listen, bro. Can I finish the headline?
Sure,
you ready?
I'm sorry. Wait, this is the headline you're reading? That's a long headline.
The Chicago Sun-Times, in last August 20th, as she turns 104, Loyola's Sister Jean talks AI, migrant crisis, basketball, and dying.
Wow.
Yeah, what can you say? Here we go.
Wow.
This is a quote from Sister Jean. I don't really think about being old. And that's the first quote from Sister Jean from this article that's behind a paywall that I will not be paying for. Anyway. Yeah. Well, I think we've Sister Jean was a great story. Might as well have enjoyed her while she was a story, right? She's still here. I don't know. Maybe Loyola goes on a run next year, right? Maybe, right?
Maybe they get their old coach back from Oklahoma, get the band back together and make a big-time run in 2025.
Yeah, anything. Sister Jean, what year? What does that mean? What year was she born?
Oh, jeez.
104?
1920?
You subtract, what do we got to do? Subtract 100 years from this, that takes us to
1919? Right, she's already 104, turning 105. Her birthday's in August?
Yeah, she'd be 105 later this year.
So 1919? That's crazy. Oh. She's around during the Great Depression.
And she saw the Empire State Building go up in 1932.
Goodness. When you put it that way, that's crazy.
Was Sister Jean here before? Sister Jean sees. Can you imagine what she looks at? Imagine if Sister Jean got in one of these, what are they called? Automatic cars, right? A robo car, the ones with no driverless cars,
right?
Did they have like real engine? Like didn't Ford? Now that was the late 1800s, right? I don't know nothing about cars.
I thought it was like 19 the year 1912 is sticking out. I could be totally wrong about that, but I mean it's in the ballpark. She was definitely maybe not born yet or just born when cars started becoming like a real thing.
Wow. She remembers horses.
Horse and buggies?
I'm caught.
Oh, speaking of which, look, I'm looking at TV. What do they do? Put Sister Jean up. She filled out a bracket.
They
got Sister Jean fill one out.
They got Sister. She's 104 years old. They got her filling out a bracket.
I don't know if this is her handwriting. If it is, it's pretty damn good.
You think she told them what to fill out?
Probably. I don't think she's writing a script at 104.
Oh man. Hey Ack, you think Sister Jean filled out this bracket on herself by herself?
Yeah, because you know what, when it comes to March Madness, I think people could just do it. It doesn't matter what you pick or who you pick as long as you make the pick. So, as I like to say, let the pen do the walking.
So Sister Jean wrote that down.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Or maybe she dictated it to somebody.
Hey, Hickey, speaking of AI, you know that Sister Jean had some thoughts on last year? AI tells me that mass ownership of cars became common in the United States in the 20s and 30s. 60% of families owned a car by 1929. And so that would pretty much align with Sister Jean being what, like 10 years old?
And would you call a horse a driverless car in a way?
Hickey?
Because in theory...
Hickey, you are a jerk.
No, I'm just saying. Like that, you talk about like coming full circle. When she's born, it's like you have a driverless car in a way because the horse, I mean, if the horse wants to go left.
Nobody was considering the horse a car. It was a horse.
But that's how you get around, right? Horse and buggy. The horse wants to go left. The horse is going left. Good luck trying to stop it.
But the horse was not a car until it was never a car.
No, it's not. But it's like it was the equivalent of a car. It's not an actual car, but it's what they had, right? That's the same thing.
Hey, Rich, what do you think about what he's saying?
I got to go against Hickey there.
It's the vehicle and how you got around.
Whether I understand,
it's
I understand what you're saying.
Whether it's a four-legged horse, the idea
a
is
horse
the same.
A horse is a vehicle?
I think if this was Jeopardy, they would say the judges didn't go for that one.
Hey,
I'll get the buzzer?
I'm not Webster's, okay? Or Merriam or Webster. I don't know who any of these folks are. I'm none of them. I'm J.R. Jackson. I want to say a vehicle without me looking this up. A vehicle is something that needs an engine. And if you want to debate me, what are you going to tell me? That the horse has a heart? Is that going to be it?
Well, like an actual, like a technical, by-the-book vehicle, no. But like, you know, you kind of stretch the word a little bit where you can use vehicle to represent the idea of getting you from one place to the next. A horse would fit that definition.
You know what? Google says via Oxford, a thing used for transporting people or goods, especially on land, such as a car, a truck, or a cart. Okay. I mean, I don't know if you could throw a horse in there, but I get you.
But who pulls the cart?
A horse is a car, Hickey.
In 1912, who pulls the cart, you know?
You know what we need to do to solve this? You know what we need to call to get the answer for this?
Ghostbusters?
No, that was mine.
No, Sister Jean. We got to ask her. Where's she at? We can ask her. You think we could ask her?
I mean, she's got plenty of time to talk right now, right? So I think we should.
is a horse a vehicle? And when did you first see a car? Nice. But it's wild that you can ask her that. You could.
Insane.
Like, when is this? This is 2024. Sister Jean, when is the first time that you saw a car? This is wild. God bless her. 104 years old, and it's still cool that you can catch her on television filling out a bracket. And yeah, we're joking about horses and cars, but God bless that old lady. Still here, and I know she's still rooting for Loyola. Maybe better luck next year on that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll give you more updates, talk more March Madness. We'll hear from Aaron Donald about why he decided to quit. We have some other accomplishments going on in the world of sports as well. Kevin Durant making some big moves. We talked about the gambling situation going crazy.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
Spring training is here, and the free Odyssey app has everything you need to get ready for opening day. In-depth team coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Exclusive interviews with players, managers, and MLB insiders. And podcasts dedicated to your favorite team. Listen live to the latest breaking news from around the league. Or choose from a list of topics and listen on demand. Baseball lives right here on the free Odyssey app.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. This portion of the show is sponsored by the new Hyundai Tucson. Available with complimentary class-leading BlueLink Plus. Now it's easy to use your phone to control your Tucson. You just heard all of the news. You heard all the scores in March Madness from Rich Ackerman. Man, I'm trying to keep up. I'm one guy, and Hickey's one guy, and we got a little bit of support here. And shout out to everybody doing tape and helping out. Yeah, let me give you some quick scores, okay? I could do it fast. Michigan State beat Mississippi State 69-51. Duquesne, what a shock. Duquesne knocks off BYU 71-67. Creighton beats Akron 77-60. Arizona beats Long Beach State 85-65. North Carolina, the Tar Heels, they eliminate Staten Island's Wagner 90-62. Illinois beats Morehead State 85-69. Oregon, the Ducks, we just heard this man, Jermaine Cousinard, scored 40 points, helping Oregon knock off South Carolina. In Dayton, they come back from the depths of you-know-where. Dayton, a major comeback, knocks off Nevada 63-60. Those are all of your final scores so far this evening, this afternoon, throughout the course of the tournament. We have three active games. We have another game that's going to get started in a little bit. At this point right now, Texas is completely taking control against Colorado, 27-11 at halftime. Kentucky in Oakland. Okay, Kentucky and Oakland playing it closer than you would think. It's still early. Kentucky leads 13-11. About 10 minutes have gone by here in the first, and then Iowa State getting off to a 5-0 lead against South Dakota State. They just got underway. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Wichita and talk to Anthony. Hey, Anthony, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead.
Man, it has been a long time, JR. Very long time.
Well, thank you. How long has it been? Remind me. I talked to so many people.
Man, I'm the guy that gave you an invitation to be on my podcast. That's how long.
You know how many I get invitations to be at people's podcast every day. Every day. I'm only one guy. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing great, man. To get to talk to the great JR Sports Brief, I couldn't be doing better, man. Like I said, it's been a long time. Still been listening, but it's just been a long time. But
It's
great to get back in touch with you. But, you know, you guys was having fun on that last segment about, you know, is the horse a car? Hey, it's a type of an engine. I mean, think where we get the word horsepower from.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, okay, all right. I didn't think about it that way, yeah.
And y'all actually had me feeling my inner Mr. Ed moment. I was feeling like, gee, JR, come on, give this horse a break.
I just
wanted to have a little bit of fun. Yeah. Like I said, it's been a while. I want to have a little bit of fun. And want you to know, I'm always listening to your show. I like what you're doing. As a matter of fact, you're the inspiration for why I come my podcast and I reach out to a lot of young people and let them get on my show and really put emphasis on, you know, what their grade point average is and ask them to tell all the young people what's the importance of an education.
Oh, we love it, man. Well, listen,
I do that. So
resend the email me. Hey, first of all, don't miss the turn. I hear the GPS in the back. Don't get lost, okay?
Yeah, I'm out doing some Ubering too. So,
get the money. Well, listen, you know how to email me, right? Of course you.
Yes, sir. I will do that.
Yeah, you're not Sister Jean. You know how to use email.
Right, I know how to use email and I know how to use a car and a horse. No, yeah.
Okay. Send me to the right email address. That's JR Sport Brief. That's 1S, okay? 1S.
All right.
JR Sport Brief at Gmail, and I'd be happy to come on the podcast, okay?
All right. Appreciate you.
All right, Anthony. What about your bracket? Is it busted?
Man, I didn't do one. Hey, this is like asking me, do I like to go gamble? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do no gambling. I don't like to lose.
I understand that. Well, let me ask you this. While you're doing Uber, do you find today to be busier for Uber because of everybody, watching the games?
It's been pretty steady. Not overly busy, but pretty steady. Now, if I was to do Uber Eats and go pick up food, it might be busy on that, but I'm just picking up people.
Ah, you're picking up people. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm such a greedy, you know what? I hear Uber, I automatically think food and not the car service anymore. How about that?
Right.
All right, right. Anthony. Get your money, man. I look forward to hearing from you, okay?
All right.
All right. Shout outs to Anthony for calling from Wichita. Hickey, I guess I am greedy, huh? This man says Uber and I think food. I don't think about transport.
You know what's funny? I feel like it has shifted where now it's like Uber used to be like, oh, pickup service. Now, I think you're in the majority where you think Uber, or you hear Uber, it's, oh, they're talking about delivery, food. Like food delivery. Food. Crazy.
They drop off groceries now. Did you know that?
I didn't know groceries. Interesting.
If you, I forgot something one time from the supermarket. And I said, man, I ain't going back to no stupid grocery store. I'm not doing that. And I needed it right away. And I said, but I got so many things to do. I got it on Uber, and somebody got it from CVS and just dropped it off. And I'm like, oh, it's a wait until the robots do it, Hickey. Wait until the robots do it.
No, I'm not ready for that.
Let me tell you something. You ready for this? I was at the campus of where the hell was I? I was at Ohio State's campus.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, exactly where you're going.
There were robots. They don't want cars on campus, right? Because you got a bunch of students. Nobody's leaving campus, but everybody wants to eat. And nobody wants the food from the hall. And so in Columbus, at the Ohio State University, they got robots. They look like our little R2. They're not R2-D2, but they're like little coolers on wheels. They're robots that deliver your food. Like, they're all over campus. How did you see this? How do you know?
Social media. I've seen a lot of videos of, like, I think cooler on wheels is perfect. Which then goes to my mind, don't they get stolen?
Come on, man. It's technology.
I mean,
No, QR code, man. You get a QR code or a pin, the robot gets loaded up at the restaurant. The robot then goes onto campus. It goes to the house, the dorm, the building, the curb, wherever it needs to go on campus. Johnny or Billy, Susie, Ronald, whoever the hell it is, come outside with their phone. They show the code. They scan whatever that's unique to them and the thing, and it opens up. You take your food out. And that little robot, it then closes back up, and it just goes about its day.
What I'm saying, though, is like if you're walking on the street and this thing is going by you,
come on.
What's to stop you from just picking it up?
Oh, no.
Going behind like a dumpster, cracking it open like it's a clam, taking whatever's inside.
No, man.
That's what I'd be afraid of if I was to order something from there.
This is Columbus, Ohio. This is not New York City.
Well, I feel like Columbus, Ohio is even more like likely because you're college kids, you know? Like,
no.
Hey, let me get a free meal. It's like, oh, here comes an order from, I don't know, Wendy's.
You know,
I don't
know how much tuition costs at the Ohio State University. Look, when I was on campus, Greg Oden walked by me, okay? Just normal. Greg Oden walked by. If you're going to school out there, I don't think you're worried about stealing. Like, everybody is just, they want an education. They want to be like Greg Oden, not basketball, but they want an education. And, you know, they're not going to, those things are pretty big. And I didn't attempt to steal one, but they also look pretty heavy. Like, it's pretty sturdy. I don't think you're picking one of those things up and just trying to crack it open. And then there's so many students on campus. Like, people would stop and look at it. It would go viral.
I'm just asking. Not because I would do it. I'd be more afraid of that happening to me if I was to order food and then it never comes. And all of a sudden now I wasted $20 and my delivery never came and I'm starving.
I everything is trackable. I'm certain the little robot cooler thing has a camera. I'm sure it's also pretty difficult to open. I don't think unless you... And I are they sending these things out at 3 in the morning? Probably not. But when I saw these things moving around, the campus was teeming with students. I mean, you would be a complete idiot to just get close. And if you get close to this thing, it's like R2-D2. It stops. It stops. It's like waiting for you to get the hell up one out the way. If you don't move, it kind of goes around you. It's something that Sister Jean probably freak the heck out of her. Or maybe she's just used to everything that we have going on in the world today. Yeah, Sister Jean has seen robots and horses and a world with no cars. And Sister Jean was here before the Empire State Building. And Sister Jean's amazing.
That's still mind-blowing.
What, that she's 104?
Yeah, and everything she's seen.
Well, what is the oldest person on Earth? What do you gather there, like 117 or something like that?
I don't know about 117. Oldest, I would say 109.
Oldest living person. Maria Brenes Moreira is the oldest living person as of March 2024. 117 years old.
Oh, my.
17 days.
She's now,
been the oldest living person since January of 2023.
Do you have a picture of her?
I'm looking at one.
Does she look like she's there?
Define that.
Like, Sister Jean has her wits about her. I think there's a difference between being the oldest person on the planet and just kind of being a Weekend at Bernie's sort of thing.
This lady is just here. And the photo that they have is her hand on her temple. She's looking forward with a hand on her temple, and it's kind of like, why am I here? Yeah. I don't want to be that old. Listen, man. I don't want to be that old. Look at LeBron James congratulating Duquesne. He sent them sneakers. We'll talk about Duquesne on the other side of the break. Some of these other upsets. Dayton is bouncing back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. More scores on the way. Don't move.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.